Time to look at our Sydney racing today at Warwick Farm. We know it's a heavy nine. A little bit of misty rain falling now that hopefully will clear by lunchtime. Joining us is Brent Zarafa. Brent, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Does look a interesting card of racing at Warwick Farm this afternoon, but I'm pretty keen on a couple, so looking forward to getting into the preview.
All right, that's good news. Paul Joyce is also online, being a Wednesday, to look at the seven race card. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, punters, the bleary-eyed punters from early in the morning. We are too. And look, straight back into it, though. Warwick Farm, seven races on a heavy track, but there are seven winners to be found. We've got to keep on moving, Andrew.
Yeah, we do. Glenn Munsey's online from tab.com.au as well. Morning to you, Munns.
Morning, Benz. Morning, boys. Let's rip into what's happening today, boys, not in a couple of months' time.
No, the first race at 12:45. This is for the two-year-olds, and we know that a few of these races, Glenn, have been knocked around with scratchings this morning.
Yeah, had to go over an extra red pen this morning. The old one ran out of ink. The first here, the Tab Place Multi for today, 12:45 the first. Cosmic Energy is at $7, out from 6 already this morning. Scratch Lands End, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Scratch Leader, 19 cents a win and nothing the place. My Colleague at $3.20. Peru River has been 9 out to 11 this morning. Stormy Benz at 41. Tara Dreaming at 61. Bowl Beginning out this morning, 23 cents and nothing the place. Money this morning for Darkening, $12 into $9. Doubt She's a Lady, good morning to Caitlin again, at $4.20. Fulfilled Promise, money for it as well, 6 into 5. Queen's Crown is out, no deduction, and Well Achieved at $7.50. So the total deductions there for all the scratchings this morning, 45 cents a win and nothing the place. The best supported runner here is the David Van Dyke trained Doubt She's a Lady. With the gear change, the blinkers off. The other gear change, My Colleague, the tongue tie on.
Yeah, speed-wise here, the 1400 at Warwick Farm, there's only the one run to the turn, so they often do go quite slowly. And I can't see too much pace here either, Brent. Probably going forward would be My Colleague, the leader. Cosmic Energy handy, and that's about it as far as the on-pace runners go.
Yeah, I'd imagine My Colleague would look to go forward from that wide barrier. I can see Brent Navdala being a little bit aggressive, and I think he's got the best form in the race. At $3.20, though, I thought the price was a little bit skinny. I've lent the way of number 11, Fulfilled Promise, who just gives the impression that stepping out to the 1,400 metres is what this filly has been looking for. Has run on a heavy track before and raced quite well, finishing fourth behind Look to the Stars and Racy in what was a pretty handy form race at Warwick Farm last preparation. So I've gone 11 to beat the 4, My Colleague, who's coming out of the press statement Shards form line. We know how strong that is. Then back to number 10, Doubt She's a Lady, and the 9, Darkening, who did catch the eye first up on debut at Kembla Grange, and I think going to the 1,400 metres will suit it down to the ground. 11, 4, 10 and 9 in the other.
Look, I've gone 9, 11, 13 and 4 here. I like the 9 Darkening for an each-way bet here at the $9. I think it's one of the better value chances on a day where there's not going to be that many roughies around. Brent sort of hinted at her first run there at Kembla. It was a reasonably strong form race. She relaxed well in the run, but she just got badly held up when the others were making their move, and then she just got out right at the death and she made a bit of late ground. It was an eye-catching run. She should improve with that experience. She's drawn well for Karen McAvoy today, and I just think she's the way to play this race at the $9. The two horses from the... one horse from the Anthony Cummings Yard, Fulfilled Promise, I've got it my second pick. She's the one that caught the eye stoking through late behind Maternal last start. And the 13, Well Achieved, well, she never really got wound up into the race, but I didn't mind the way she went through the line, and I think she could be the huge improver here for Barton James Cummings. And then for fourth, I'll put in at number 4, My Colleague, the likely leader, and as Brent mentioned, the form around him looks rock solid. 9, 11, 13 and 4 for me in race 1.
Darren Flindell likes the 4, My Colleague, to beat 11 and 1, 4, 11 and 1. More on this over the next couple of days, obviously, but the draw out for the Tats Tiara. A field of 16 plus 4 with Nazum, second emergency. Shikandi's come up with the outside draw, number 20. And Avoid Lightning's come up with barrier 1. So more on that over the next few hours on Sky Sports Radio. Race 2, Glenn, for the three-year-old fillies here. What have you done with the market here?
Yeah, that might mean all that fantastic at the Gold Coast and a wet track one, Elliot. Yeah, Lightning, no. Yeah, but the second year, the celebrations, Exotherm at $3.80. Stop the Press, that field's come out, at $2.10 and favourite. French Emotion has second pick, $2.90, but the then we go to Lucille Bell at $17, and Blue Moon Diamonds is at $21. Best supported runner here is French Emotion. The market went up yesterday. Stop the Press, $1.90. French Emotion, $3.40. So Stop the Press is $1.90 to $2.10, and French Emotion is $3.40 into $2.90.
Look, such a small field, so you'd have to expect minimal pressure. Stop the Press looks the leader from Blue Moon Diamonds. French Emotion trailing. Exotherm has the final shot at them, Brent.
I think Exotherm's the best filly in the race. I'm just a little bit concerned with this heavy nine track and whether she's going to handle it. But Jason Coyle is obviously happy for her to go around, and I'm happy to back his judgment. I've got her on top, clearly. I think she comes out of the best form race behind Miss Denny last start. She sat off the speed and attacked the line quite strongly. A similar performance would see her win this event. Stop the Press is only a very limited filly in terms of scope and size, I think. And she's had two runs at Hawkesbury where she's led and got run down. I think she's going to struggle today at Warwick Farm, so I was happy to bet against her. I've got number three, French Emotion, in for second. I thought her effort first up over 1,000 metres at the provincials was quite good. Being by Snitzel, she should handle the track. So I've got one from three and then back to two, a clear third, and then it's basically take your pick for fourth between the four and the five. So my numbers here, 1, 3, 2, and 5.
I'm the exact same, Brent. 1, 3, 2, 5. Won't waste too long on this race. I'm with you, Exotherm. I just think that is the strongest form race, the third behind Miss Denny. For second, French Emotion. She had a chance at Gosford on a heavy eight, but she could improve off that. Number two, Stop the Press. Just not convinced that those two races are the strongest form line. And then I'll put in number five, Blue Moon Diamonds, for a distant fourth. 1, 3, 2, and 5 for me.
Darren Flindell likes three, French Emotion, to be 2, 1, and 5. 3, 2, 1, and 5. Race three, back to a reasonably sized field here for the two-year-olds, Glenn.
Yeah, but still a few scratchings here. Yeah. The pro ride, we've got Dingu Mountain here, the toppy at $4.80. Surf and Safari is at $10. Empire Warrior, the first starter there, $3.80, out from $3.50 already today. Knit and Pearl at $12, in from $14. Precocious, out no deduction. Quantrill is a $10 chance. Rhea Pinker at $4.40, out from $4.20. Unsinkable Sam out this morning. To win in 7 cents a place. Then we go Invincible Express with the cross noseband on is at $5.50. Cinema Paradiso at 16, out from 14. Echo Queen out this morning, 3 cents a win, 4 cents a place. Hanika out this morning, 13 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Outrageous is with the blinkers on today at $26. Scratch the bottom two, no deduction. So for all the scratchings this morning, well, the total scratching deduction for this race, 22 cents the win, 23 cents the place. Not an overly vigorous betting race. In fact, the best back runner dollar-wise is Rhea Pinker, but no real activity.
Should be a bit of speed here. Rhea Pinker's drawn wide. We'll go forward. Surf and Safari likes the lead. Echo Queen's not running. So Surf and Safari, Rhea Pinker. Empire Warrior's the other one I've got going forward, Brent. So there's three potential leaders, and they've all drawn a bit off the track, so they should move along.
I was happy to bet against the favourite, number three, Empire Warrior. I thought it trialled only fair. Wasn't overly enthused by what it's done thus far. So I've got number one on top here, Dingu Mountain, who did a good job to win on debut at Hawkesbury after striking a little bit of trouble. And just gives the impression that it's a horse that will continue to improve with racing. We're still a little bit green. And being by Snitzel, I don't think the heavy nine track is going to be of any concern. The other horse that I'm going to back in this race is number four, Knit and Pearl. Did a tremendous job to win on debut over 900 metres at Newcastle last preparation. Was immediately put away and was given two really quiet recent barrier trials. And I can just see Brent Navdala stalking from that inside gate and be the one hitting the line strong. Number nine, Invincible Express, did a terrific job winning at Canberra last start. And then back to number seven, Rhea Pinker, who's the stablemate of Knit and Pearl, who looks to be quite speedy. But my numbers in the third are 1, 4, 9, and 7.
Same top pick for me, Brent. 1, 9, 2, and 3. I like that win of Dingu Mountain. I think it was a strong form race. He was very strong through the line on a slow track, so I don't think the heavy will worry him, and the good speed up front plays right into his hands. So I'll go with the Chris Wallace stable there. Number one, Dingu Mountain. To beat the nine, Invincible Express. Yes, I agree again, Brent. Very impressive down there at Canberra. She showed good natural speed. She was a bit green, but she was well supported. She's obviously got plenty of talent. Number two, Surf and Safari. He's the interesting runner for me. He's been in the money at all four starts. He'll go forward, put himself in the race. He's got a bit of heavy track form. And he looked beaten coming to the turn here last start, and then he ended up fighting back to get third. It was quite an unusual run, but a good run. And number three, Empire Warrior, not prepared to put the pen through him off his last trial. I like his action there on a slow track, but I couldn't dive into him as the favourite. 1, 9, 2, and 3 for me in race three.
Darren Flindell likes Rhea Pinka, number 7, the speedy Rhea Pinka, to beat 3, 9 and 10. 7, 3, 9 and 10 in race 3.
Now, there's some form lines there, boys, when you get maiden winner at Hawkesbury, maiden winner Newcastle, maiden winner Gosford, maiden winner Canberra, all coming to town. And that Canberra race, the horses that ran 4th and 5th in that race ran 1st and 2nd in the 2-year-old race at Canberra on Friday.
Okay, some reasonable formers flowed on. We'll take a break and then look at the legs of the quaddy, 16 to 10.
On the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats.
Leading rugby league journalist Paul Kent talks about the impact of Paul Gallen in Origin 2.
I tell you what, I think if Paul Gallen plays game one, they march upfield, I think they kick the field goal and win the game. That's what was missing in that game, was him saying, we're going to drive forward, we're going to kick a field goal, we're going to go ahead 11-10. That's what Paul Gallen brings. And I don't think Fifita really brought that much to the Origin arena to justify staying in the team ahead of Paul Gallen.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats. Weekday mornings at 5:30. Brought to you by Tab on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1.
That'll be $20, thanks. Like to swipe your Tab rewards card, please?
Sure.
You might want to look at that terminal.
It's more than a terminal, sir. It's an experience.
Join Tab Rewards and you could win a trip to the Hong Kong Derby or the NRL Grand Final. Simply join Tab Rewards during June for your chance to win. Authorised under New South Wales Permit LTPS 150728. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. But somebody
told me. Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
Being a Wednesday, Sky Sports Radio, our 30-minute preview of the Sydney racing, and we're at Warwick Farm on a heavy 9 with some rain falling at the moment out there. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy, which is race 4, Glenn, at 2:30. Of course, our form experts, Paul Joyce and Brent Zarafa.
Yeah, and plenty of scratchings here too. Massive 50-cent deductions on last night. The toppy, Emirati, is out 26 cents to win and nothing to play. Caesar Augustus is the favourite at $2.35. Kumo at $26. Sabab with the blinkers on today at $3.60. Way We Go have first starter there at $3.70. Set Piece out 6 cents to win, nothing the place. Mystery out 12 cents to win, nothing the place. Tribe for Miracle, blinkers on today and the winkers off, is at $4.60. And Roman Warrior out this morning, 6 cents to win and nothing the place. Best Back Runner even with a full field here was the first starter. For you Latin scholars, Caesar Augustus, hope it goes better in the red and green than Friday night.
Well, look, speed-wise here, the small field now has taken out all the pressure. I think Tribe, with the blinkers first time, should get a fairly easy lead. Although, Way We Go did show natural pace in his trial, Brent. And that's about it for the speed in the small field, I think.
Yeah, I imagine Way We Go would probably look to kick up and hold from barrier three. And it just depends how much pressure Jess Taylor wants to apply. But I think Tim Clark is just going to be in a perfect position from that inside gate. He's just going to be able to stalk the speed aboard Caesar Augustus. And from what I've seen at the barrier trials, I think this is a pretty special horse. I've been waiting to see him debut for over 12 months. You go back this time last year, it was trialing really, really well. Les Bridges obviously taking his time for him to get to the races, and I think it just finds a very, very winnable race. Even though he finds a heavy 9 on debut, it's pleased me enough at the trials to suggest that it can be winning this and winning pretty easy. I've got it as the best of the day to beat number 5, Way We Go. It did look quite good winning a Hawkesbury trial. Don't know about the rest of the horses behind it, but can't fault what it's done thus far. Number 8, Tribe is honest, and then back down to number 4, Sir Barb, who does a lot of things wrong. But I'm betting right up here on number 2, Caesar Augustus, to beat 5, 8 and 4.
We might have to go halves in the first four here in order, Brent. 2, 5, 8 and 4 for me as well. Look, Caesar Augustus, I suppose the two things we can look at going back through his trials, because he's had plenty of them, two of them have been on genuine heavy tracks. He trialled at Randwick on a heavy 10 and also at Randwick on a heavy 9. And on both occasions, you really look to get through it very easily. So that takes out that little risk we've got. Can he handle this heavy track? I think he'll be much too good. Now, number five, away we go. Look, he could be the fly in the ointment here because he did look naturally speedy on that heavy track at Hawkesbury winning his trial. Very raw, but loaded with natural ability. So that's my Quinella for the race. Number eight, Tribe. Blinker's first time. That will help him. Maybe gets an easy run in front. But he has had chances in easier races and tended to find one or two better. And that leaves us with number four, Sir Barb, for fourth. Two on top from 5, 8, and 4 in the fourth.
Righto, Darren Flindell goes the five here. Way we go to be 2 and 8. 5, 2, and 8. Race 5 for the three-year-olds over the 1,400.
Yeah, the tab.com.au plate here. Race 5 on the program. We start with Briefness here at $4.60. California Man, get ready for him today with the blinkers on at $4.20. Cosmopol, also $4.20. Duty First at $17. Tangi out this morning, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Reby the Red at $7.50. Runkle at $26. Tower of Song at $4.20. Bell Rings at $26, and Purity Miss is a $17 chance. Well, $4.20 each of three here. Punters have said that they think Tower of Song is entitled to be the outright favourite. It is the best supported runner easily.
Look, she'll be a truly run 1,400 here. You could pick a few of them that could potentially lead. I've got Reby the Red, Purity Miss, Duty First, Briefness, or even the horse Glenn just mentioned, Tower of Song. So plenty of these should roll forward, Brent.
I'm hoping that's the case because I thought Tower of Song was very good on debut at Kembla Grange. The format of that race has been proven with Innocent Game winning again yesterday and also the third horse from the Godolphin stable coming out winning at the Provincials last Thursday. Didn't get a lot of luck in the straight. And with even luck today, stepping up to the 1,400 metres, it should be very hard to hold out. From number three, Cosmopol, who also raced well first up at Kembla Grange, finished behind a filly called Fantasize, who I think has got a fair bit of ability. It looks to be, they look for two main chances in this race for me. Number six, Reby the Red, is by Dane Shadow. The breed loved the heavy ground. Wasn't bad at Hawkesbury in a race that was won by Frank Hu on a Sunday meeting. I'm just not quite sure on the depth of that maiden. And then back down to number one, Briefness, who is first up at the 1,400 metres. Does look an interesting target for him, considering he's had a couple of trials and he's been a horse that's raced over 11 and 1,200 metres in his previous preparation. So I'm a little bit wary of him, but I've got 8 to beat 3, 6 and 1.
Yeah, look, I've gone 1, 3, 8 and 2. I'll take the gamble on number one, Briefness. First up on a heavy track at 1,400, that is obviously the risk with him. But as Brent said, he's had three trials into this. I really like his last trial. Huey Bowman rode in there over 1,030 metres on a soft track at Rose Hill, and he never moved on him. He showed good natural pace. He cruised through the line. He could have won the trial by a few lengths if he wanted to. So I'm just willing to take a gamble on him. At the beat, number three, Cosmopol, has that fitness on his side now, that first up run at Kembla. It was a strong finishing effort. I think he's a huge danger. Number eight, Tower of Song. Agree with Brent. On face value, that didn't look as though it may be a strong form race at Kembla with a bunch to finish, but so far, so good. So you'd have to include him in your chances. And number two, Californian Man. He's the interesting runner. He's got the blinkers first time. He's trialled. He hit the line late in his trial since he threw Huey Bowman off when he was in a winning position at Canterbury last start. So he holds plenty of interest here. I expect they'll ride him off pace and let him hit the line, but that's only my guess. 1, 3, 8, and 2.
Darren Flindell likes the three Cosmopol for Tommy Berry to be 2, 1, and 8. 3, 2, 1, and 8. Race 6, a benchmark 75 race.
Yeah, the Liverpool City Council here over the mile where Song and Laughter went up 4.20 and then they give it a twist this morning into $4. My Dreams at 11, Classic Vinegar at $9.50. Defrost My Heart with the lugging bit on is a $9 chance. Wings at 15, Sensualism at $6.50. Lucy's Look out, no deduction. Della's Diamond out, no deduction. Navajo Run with the lugging bit on, the concussion plates off, is a $16 chance. Shaz's Bubbles at 16, Tears in Heaven at 17, High Above, money for this morning, 15 into 11. Two Chic at 21, Romantic Time is 8, Queen of Sheba out, no deduction. Then we go down to Price War at 26. Mad About You out, no deduction. And the late scratching You Are Golden out, no deduction. Best back runner here is High Above. That money coming forward for it this morning in front of Defrost My Wings and, Defrost My Heart and Wings.
Okay, just ahead of the pace, Silvio comes online to give us some traffic around town. Silvio, what's happening in the traffic?
Yellow there. Lights flashing yellow also. Brookvale, Harvard Road at Miles Street impacting all directions. Still quite heavy traffic on the M5, Belmore Road down towards the M5 East, slow through the Lidcombe area. Centenary Drive approaching Arthur Street. Did you know there are more car sellers on Gumtree than anywhere else? Go to gumtree.com.au/cars today. That's gumtree.com.au/cars. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Righto, we're looking at race six here with Paul Joyce and Brent Zarafa. How's it set up with pace, Paul?
Well, look, we've got 13 runners here, Andrew, so that should keep the pressure on, and the speed has drawn wide. I've got High Above and Classic Vinegar coming across to settle one and two, but I would say with that field size, Brent, the pressure stays on pretty much from the word go.
I think High Above, number 12, is ready to put her best foot forward for Joe Pride, now third up. She's had two pleasing efforts, and I think at the value, well, the $15 was good, now into $11. I still think that's not a bad price. I've got her on top. She has won well on a real heavy track at Warwick Farm in the past when she was previously trained by Anthony Cummings. And now, he tested her in a Group 2 far lap stakes, and she probably didn't measure up to that grade at the time. But she's a three-year-old filly with a bit of promise, and I just think she's been building towards a positive run. Number one, Song of Laughter is coming out of the best form race, and a clever use of the claim here by Kevin Moses, taking 3 kilos off her back. So she only carries 57, which is only 3 kilos above the minimum for a mare that's dropping a long way back in grade, who handles wet ground. She does look the obvious. Number six, Sensualism, won well last start, but has to have a 2 kilo turnaround now on High Above. And number four, Defrost My Heart. I don't know what to make of this French mare who comes to the Chris Wallace stable. She's had a couple of trials which have been very quiet, and I'm very, very wary of her. I'm putting her in my quaddie, but playing 12, 1, 6 and 4 here in race number 6.
Yeah, it's a really open race, this one. I've gone 3, 2, 12 and 1. I'm going with the 3 at Classic Vinegar. She just keeps surprising and working through the grade strongly. She's now had 6 starts for 4 wins and 1 second. She sat wide on soft tracks to win her past two at the provincials. I just think she'll get across here on pace, get a fairly easy time of it up on the speed. And I think she's still underestimated and underrated. I think she'll run a big race at the $9.50 each way, so I'll put her on top. Of number two, My Dream, I think she's another one that's underrated. She's up here at $11 this morning. She's the last start winner over this track and distance on a soft five. And she's just one of those mares that puts in 110% every time she goes around. I've got her as the danger. Number 12 for third, High Above. I agree with Brent here. I think she's ready to do something third up off a spell, and she's another one that should get that fairly easy time of it up front. And then we've got number one, Song of Laughter. Genuine heavy track horse. Most of these Song of Taras absolutely love it, and I expect her to do the same. So I've gone 3, 2, 12 and 1, but it's a very open race.
Darren Flindell likes the toppy. Number one, Song and Laughter, to beat 2, 3 and 5. 1, 2, 3 and 5. And the last, Glenn at Warwick Farm at 20 after 4. Hello, Glenn.
Mate.
Hello there, two. Got you now. Yes, run us through the market.
Yeah, just watch those buttons, Andrew. The Tab Rewards, Andrew, and remember that opportunity for all those winning possibilities with your Tab Rewards card. And in the last here, Open Book is a $9 chance. Maximilian, now he's got a standard bit off, blinkers on, and a lugging bit on, and he's a $14 chance. Razzle Dazzle Rock has the blinkers on, the lugging bit on, but the near side blinker and bubble cheeker off. And he is, and the standard bit comes off as well. He's got plenty of gear changes. He's $12. Via Fatulae is at $26. Dylan's Rojo at $6.50. Nat Achiever is out. No deduction there. Richard the First at $4.40, in from $4.80 already. Pirandello at $8. Oh My Papa out, no deduction. Sabino Speed out, 3 cents a win, 4 cents the place. Kanachi at 17. Country Warrior is at 8. Fair Call at 9. P. Pia Mimi is out, no deduction. Fireball is out, no deduction. Then we go down to Ralston, has been 550 into 480 today. Genki Moochie and Good Looking Rooster, both out, no deductions. Probably one of the better betting races here. Best supported runner is Richard the First. Most of that money coming for it this morning in front of Fair Call and Ralston.
Should be genuine speed here too, I would suspect. Backmarkers should get their chance here. We've got Open Book, Stillans Rojo, Razzle Dazzle Rock and Kanachi. There's four of them that should all press forward here, Brent. There's a couple of others that could definitely kick up. So a genuinely run 1,300 in the last.
Well, number 13, Fair Call, looks a terrific each-way bet at around that $9 mark. You might be able to even potentially get longer by race 7 today. But the claim here for Brodie Loy, this horse gets in very, very light at the weights with only 52.5 kilos coming back in grade. Its last start performance was very good, I thought, behind Private Secretary, and this is a weaker race than that. Number 7, Richard the First, was good first up, hitting the line strongly behind Lord the Offrick. Goes to the 1,300 metres on a heavy nine track. Second up stats are strong. I can understand why the money has come for it this morning. Number 16, Ralston, goes well on its home track, likes staying out of the ground. And then back to number 8, Pirandello, who finally found some form last week. And maybe on the 7-day backup, it can look to be right in the firing line again today. 13, 7, 16 and 8.
Yeah, similar numbers for me in the last 7, 8, 13 and 5. On with the 7, Richard the First. He tackles this third up off a spell. He races best here at Warwick Farm. He's got proven form on soft going. And I just think third up, that little fitness edge on his side puts him over the line here. Number 7, Richard the First. To beat the 8, Pirandello. He hadn't shown much at two runs back, but I like the way he found the line at Canterbury 7 days ago. The quick backup's a great sign, and he's drawn perfectly here for Chris Waller. Number 13, Fair Call. Well, this is the horse, Brent. Now, you didn't do the show on the Saturday morning. I backed it at 100-1 last start. And, of course, it ran fourth, beaten in a photo. How about that? And had plenty of mention in the stewards' report. So I haven't quite recovered from that.
Still filthy on it, aren't you?
I'm throwing him in today for third. Oh, you could tell that, could you, Andrew?
Yes, I could. Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, the stub of the shoe was well and truly worn out when that one ran fourth, I can tell you. And number 5, Dylan's Rojo. Well, it's a very consistent horse. You've got to throw it into your multiples. 7, 8, 13 and 5, the lucky last at Warwick Farm for me.
And they're exactly the same numbers for Darren Flindell. 7 on top to beat 8, 13 and 5. What's your best, Brent?
It's short price now, but I'm sticking with race 4, number 2, Caesar Augustus. So I just have been taken by this horse's barrier trials, and I think it should just be winning race 4, number 2.
Good on you, mate. We'll hear you through the day.
Cheers.
Brent Zarafa there. What about you, Paul?
Look, I think it's a tough day, Andrew, so I'll steer clear of anything too short. I'll go race 1, number 9, Darkening, each way at the $9. And in race 6, number 3, Classic Vinegar. I think that's good overs at $9.50. So two each way bets there, race 1, number 9, and race 6, number 3.
Righto. The first at 12.45 out there on a heavy 9. Let's hope the next few hours that rain can clear away. Thanks a lot, Paul.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Righto. And Glenn, you're sticking around with Tab Talk get a Melbourne prospect on the State of Origin this morning.
Yeah, we just want to get a feel, Andrew, of what the people of Melbourne, how they're accepting Origin being at the Melbourne Cricket Ground tonight. And no better bloke to ask down there than Tony Jones, the chief sports reporter for Channel 9 in Melbourne. He's been out and about and just getting, the feelings of the
yep.
people in town there. And, a work colleague of yours, I think,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, a former. Yes, he was at Channel 9. And you've got Grant Buckley on as well.
Yeah, one of the hardest working jockeys in the country, although he's just trailing a little bit behind Jeff Penzer in the pushing them out tally for this year. But he's ridden over 800 races so far this year, Grant Buckley. And a little bit strange, he does have a ride on a Wednesday, because typically, Andrew, he likes to have Wednesday off.